Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, brought to you by Canopy Street Market on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It needs to happen at Nebraska Wrestling next year. Somebody paints their face like the Ultimate Warrior, and that's how they take the match. Like, paint the face. We need the tassels on the biceps, right? They can take them off before they wrestle.
I mean, I'll do it. I just can't wrestle.
You know what would be? That would be, now, what we need to do is talk to Manning and have Anthony lead y'all out.
That'd be cool. Like the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to.
Yeah. I think
my biceps aren't that big, but I'll tie some stuff around.
Make it I've seen you on the walkout.
Yeah, it's different, though. It's different. It's a little different.
You have to go through a fight camp, get ready for the walkout.
I know it.
It's there. National champion, Riz Lovett. Anthony Lionheart Smith, USC, ESPN, all around good dude, super dad, Superman, all those things in play. And we were talking, Ridge, Anthony and I were talking prior to you walking in. We were talking about a movie that's being made about Mark Kerr, Smashing Machine. And in order to talk about it properly, one, you have to acknowledge that maybe Mark Kerr wasn't the ideal choice, but there's a reason why he was the choice for this movie to be made. I wouldn't call it a bio. I would simply say it's based on the life of Mark Kerr, some of the events of Mark Kerr's life. But as the Division I National Wrestling Champion, and the irony isn't lost that he's winning, he wins the national title against Randy Couture. Mm-hmm. And then they become a part of the Pioneers. I mean, when they open the Pioneer wing of the USC Hall of Fame, this is where they belong. But some of the stories, the things that have to go on, and you talked about going to Pride, there will be wrestlers in the Nebraska program who have to make that decision on whether UFC MMA is a part of their future. Ridge, I'll ask you in front of Anthony.
Oh, man.
In the decision, right? In the decision-making process, you and I have had that conversation. But why would you not choose to go professional in MMA?
I would, because it looks like a good time. Apart from getting smashed occasionally, getting kicked in the head, everything else, it seems like a good time. It seems like something I could probably kind of figure out and be pretty good at. But I'm not trying to get punched in the face. For real, like, I don't want to get punched in the face.
What do you say to a national champion wrestler who says that?
Well, I mean, obviously he's got the skill set and the base to the biggest part of fighting is being able to determine where the fight takes place. If you want to be on the ground, then if you're a national champion wrestler, that's pretty easy. You're probably going to take down most people, I would imagine. It's not as cookie cutter like that, though. Man. Like, I spent a lot of time with David Taylor, and he's like, David Taylor's a significantly better wrestler than Bo Nickel in a fight. And I hope David never hears this. He'd be really mad at me. I would favor Bo Nickel because they're just different types of wrestlers. Like David, I've never been around or like moved around with a smoother tactician. He's just really smooth, like really clean the whole way. Like just really tactical. And sometimes Bo will run into situations where maybe he's not ahead and he'll just mean his way through it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like Bo's, even if you look at their wrestling styles when they were both at Penn State, like David is the cleaner guy. but Bo's kind of a brute and he's nasty and he like wants to hurt people, or at least seemingly wants to. I don't know if he actually feels like that, but he wrestles like he does. That translates differently to MMA. So David, when he was getting ready to go to the Olympics, he was going to wrestle. His plan was to like win the Olympics and then start fighting. So he was like doing this MMA training in between and like cross training with us in Denver. And I could see it then, like when we were having those conversations, like he's gonna have to find some meanness, because everything in fighting isn't always just super technical. Like you have to have a killer instinct a little bit, and he does in wrestling, but it's a different type of killer instinct that Bo Nickel has that David Taylor doesn't. So it's not as simple as that, but generally you can dictate where a fight takes place. The striking part of things is easier to learn than wrestling and jiu-jitsu. The jiu-jitsu and the grappling side, if you're already a high-level wrestler, you just have to tweak some things and there's some concepts and you got to change a little bit that, figure out how to keep them safe.
Yeah.
But like, you don't really have to have a high-level jiu-jitsu game if you have a high-level wrestling game, if you can be defensively sound and dictate where the fight happens.
So, and Ridge is always active during UFC cards. So no matter where, like I'm there, I'm sending him videos from the Octagon side.
Right.
Right. And literally he's going through. So you're watching former wrestlers in the game and you get excited. And then we go, uh-oh, it's transitioned.
Right.
It's no longer a grappling match. Mm-hmm. It is now the throwing of hands. Mm-hmm. And what do you do?
And that's the difference. So like when I was training with David, I got takedowns like crazy. It's because he's worried about being punched in the face. That's not something that's super comfortable for him. So he struggled with the transition of blending the striking with his wrestling.
Yeah.
When we were just grappling, I can't think of someone that was harder to deal with on top. Like I just off the top of my head, I can't think of anyone. But like just raw. Like he wasn't like a super clean jiu-jitsu guy yet, because he hadn't done it enough yet. But it just raw ability. I there's not too many people I can think of that were tougher to deal with on top. But when we were actually striking and working the wrestling into it, it kind of negated a lot of his wrestling game.
We were watching the last UFC, and it was a wrestling clinic. And I could, even in your text, I could read your excitement over what you were seeing. What did you see?
Well, in the last fight, it was all wrestling, right? Chimaev just mauled him. Right? And you saw the same stuff with Khabib, too. It was like nobody could stop their takedowns. No one. But then with Pico, the match before that, it's like, you know.
One mistake,
fight's over.
See, that's a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
Well,
Pico made a lot of mistakes.
Real bad one.
Well, he's been making those same mistakes for years.
What was the mistake? What was the biggest mistake?
Well, again, I'm the guy that I guess it just has to be honest.
You're the analyst. Pico, you're the best analyst on the planet. So
Aaron Pico has an unrealistic belief in him.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Self to absorb damage. It makes no sense, with as many times as he's been knocked out absolutely cold, for him to rush in, throwing caution to the wind, throwing crazy bombs. I don't know where you get the confidence to do that. Maybe it's because he's not been knocked out so bad, he doesn't remember it. But like, and that's just me being honest. I don't know why he fights the way that he fights. If he has really technical boxing, he's really clean when he wants to be. Like he has Golden Glove experience. He's got crazy high level wrestling. I don't know why he doesn't sit back, pick your shots, be defensively sound, wait for the opportunity. Like you throw hard, wait till they counter, and then shoot one of your nasty doubles and then just get the takedown. Like, I don't know why he makes it more difficult than it has to be. Khamzat is the exact representation of that. Chimaev doesn't take a whole lot of chances on his feet because he doesn't have to. He's like his entries aren't even really that great. They're from a mile away, but it's the second and the third and the fourth, you know, like effort as he can, if he can just get his hands together around something, he's going to continue to climb and people just aren't adjusting to it because they think he shoots from so far away. I think he shocks people. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I'm, you know, like the first defense that DDP had was fine, but Hamzat's already going to the second and the third. He's already three steps ahead. I don't know why Aaron Pico chooses to, some guys want to entertain and some guys want to win. Aaron Pico wants to try to do both, and you can't always do both. Sometimes you just have to figure out how to win. So you just have to go in, get a win, find yourself in a favorable position where you maybe get a matchup where the guy doesn't crack the way that some of these guys do, and you can flex on him a little bit. But your paycheck's half fighting like that. So I don't like Hamzat went in to get a win and didn't care what people thought about it.
Isn't that a part of the emotional maturity that we talk about? Right, that to decide, yeah, I'm going to do what I but have to fear. Do to win.
That's fear, though.
Is it?
That's fear. Like, we can pretend that, like, Pico has got this bulletproof mindset and he just wants to push forward and break people. But that's not always how it works. Yeah. In wrestling, that's how it works. You put crazy pressure on people and you break them. But the way he fights on his feet is he gets uncomfortable. And so his idea is, I'm just going to throw. I'm just going to go hard. It doesn't work like that. Like, you got to be able to, like, be patient and keep your emotions in check, no matter how you actually feel.
Ridge, you talked about the emotional management, right? Even in match, championship match, you're in a predicament. And your thought process is still the most amazing thing you've ever said on radio, was you were going through it. I need to finish. I need to get through this. Mm-hmm. Walk us through that. And I want it done in front of Anthony, because you talked about the final moment. And you're looking at the clock. You're listening to the coaches, the conversation you had with yourself.
Yeah, well, we talk about, like, Tervell was just talking about it again in practice this week. He was like, anybody can be a practice room champ. Be like, oh, I don't have to go hard this go because last go I put him on his back. He's like, just focus on 3 seconds at a time. Did you win this 3 seconds? Did you win this 3 seconds? Did you win this one, this one, this one? And if you can continually stack 3 second blocks together, right? 20 seconds left in the match, I just got seven 3 second blocks, right? If I just think, oh, I can hold on for 10. All right, ref's going to call a stalemate, get taken down at the end. But no, it was hold on. No, we're not letting go. We're not giving up anything. All right, win the whole match.
It seems like alien speak, because most people don't go through their process in 3 second intervals. But
you have to.
Right. You guys have mastered
it. If it's longer than that, it feels unattainable in the moment.
20 seconds feels like 5 minutes.
It's a lifetime. Like when I fought, you remember when I fought Ryan Spann in Singapore?
Yes.
The second time?
Yep.
So the first time I smoke him, it was like the easiest fight I've ever had in my whole life. Well, the second fight, it wasn't so easy. So I'm kind of cruising, and he catches me with an uppercut, closes my eye, and puts me down. And now he's on top of me, about to finish. Like, I'm kind of lost, but I have to do the same thing. Like, I have to win this position. So then I've never thought about the 3 second thing. I really like that. But I just think about winning the position that I'm in. So, like, he's on top, so I have to make sure that I'm safe. So I got to cover, and then I got to try to get a hold of a wrist. Okay, I'm winning that for a second. And then there is a point sometimes where you have to make a deal with yourself sometimes in fighting. Like, maybe probably less in wrestling, but, like, I remember making the deal with myself. Well, I'm not going to lay here and just get finished. So if you're going to beat me, you're going to have to knock me all the way out, and you're going to have to do it from our feet like a man. So, like, my plan was, I'm going to get back to my feet, and then I'm just going to work my way, and he's probably going to knock me out. But that's fine, because I can't see him coming from one way. But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it from my feet like a man. So that was my deal. If I'm going to go out, I'm going to do it like a man from my feet. And then I just slowly worked my way back into it. Like, I need to win this next exchange. I'm like, okay, I won the next one. And then I just keep pressuring a little bit. So I keep backing him up. Like, okay, now he's taking a backward step. Like, now I won that battle. Now I won the battle of distance. And then you just, like he said, like, you just start to stack those up. And before you know it, like, damn, I'm in this again. We back.
Well, but
we're back in this.
And that's a part of your calling card as a fighter, mm-hmm. that your ability to do that. And Ridge, in your makeup, I watched you in this tournament. Not only the Big Ten tournament, but the national tournament. And those discussions that you have with yourself. You talk to yourself more loudly in your head than any athlete I've ever known. And it's beautiful, because you can see yourself processing. And I said, that's when I kind of identified that kid's going to win the title, because he's going to figure out a way. and it's pretty cool to watch. Mm-hmm. So, and kudos, you talk about Travell, talk about Snyder, but Coach Manning, your mantra of not never making a thing bigger than it really is, I think it gets lost. Mm-hmm. What does it mean to you, though?
Yeah, it takes a lot of the pressure off, right? Just go, and Brock Hardy with it too. Wrestling is fun, right? That gets lost sometimes. People get focused on the cutting weight. They get focused on the this, that, whatever. This match is going to be on ESPN. Big Nationals is on ESPN. There's so many people watching. The arena's huge, but it's just another wrestling match, right? I've wrestled in thousands of wrestling matches my whole life. Granted, this one's on TV. Mm-hmm. This is something that I've been chasing for a while, but at the end of the day, it's the same match. There's kids. I've wrestled kids in almost every single weight except for heavyweight. I had wrestled kids that are competing at Nationals in every single weight. It's like some of them I've wrestled 10, 15 times. It's like it's the same kids I've been wrestling my whole life at the big tournaments. Just this one's on TV, so I'm going to treat it different. But no, nothing changes. Everything stays the same, and it just allows you to compete freely. And if you can compete free, like I was saying it after Big Tens, like trying to compete the way you do in practice. Right? Like when I'm in there, I'm wrestling James Green, Antrell Taylor, Brock Hardy, Brian Snyder every single day. And I was talking about with Caleb yesterday. I'm like, this kid's he's not going to beat Trelly. He can't beat Brock. He can't beat James. He's not going to beat Snyder. And I wrestle them every day. So, like, why am I worried about what he's got?
Do I need you to get Anthony in there?
I train with killers every day.
I need to see, Bach, the video of Anthony at Nebraska Wrestling. I can't even.
That would be so much fun.
We need to make that happen. Mm-hmm. You're both football fans. We're gonna go to break. We come back. I'm gonna ask you both. Ridge gave a hint to what he thinks the season is gonna look like.
Yeah.
Right? For the Huskers. I'm gonna ask Anthony what he thinks this season based on 1 week, what you both think. What you think happens Saturday against Akron, and then what you think happens in this Husker football season. We'll get those nuggets of wisdom from Ridge Lovett, Anthony Lionheart Smith. We'll be right back.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.